running right into winter, one thing that we are pretty much all guaranteed to get, or at least someone at your place will, is the cold, the common cold. We hate it, and we get told year in, year out, there's not a heck of a lot that we can do about it. Well, somebody from the University of Newcastle is doing something about it. It's viral immunologist Dr. Nathan Bartlett. Good morning, Nathan. Before we get into the exciting research that you guys are doing in this, the cold, what exactly is it? How do we scientifically define what a cold is?
A cold is really a clinical definition for a range of symptoms that are restricted to the nose, the upper respiratory tract. So, you know, usually involves a runny nose, cough, sore throat. You feel a bit, you know, a bit off, a bit ill, maybe a headache. Then it, you know, probably causes you a day or two of lost work or days off school. So it's a fairly, you know, self-limiting disease if it doesn't, you know, cause any further complications.
Now, we do get told all the time that we can do what we can, but there's no real cure for it. But that's actually something you've been working on. So can you tell me how your research is going and where you're up to?
Yeah, so we've really identified a key mechanism that defines how viruses like rhinovirus and other respiratory viruses potentially cause colds, and then how those colds can go on and cause complications of other more serious chronic diseases like asthma and COPD. So what we've found is that the very early events that define how your body responds to that cold are very important. And it really involves an arm of the immune system called the innate immune system. So this is really the first line of defense. And that innate immune system is operating in the cells that line your airways. These are the cells that the virus replicates in when it gets into your airways. And it's really how these epithelial cells respond to that infection that really determines the downstream impacts of that infection.
So with this line of research where you're working on and these things you're identifying, are we sort of not too far away from having an actual cure for the cold?
Well, you know, I think we're certainly getting closer. I guess what we'd really like is a vaccine, but that is really difficult given the large number of viruses we're talking about. Take rhinovirus as one type of virus, for example. There's 150 plus distinct, genetically and structurally distinct subtypes of this virus, and a vaccine to target all of those or to provide protection against all of those is technically extraordinarily challenging.
I don't know how you do it, Nathan. 150 versions of the cold, basically, you're telling me.
Oh, well, that's just rhinovirus, which is the predominant virus. But then there are other influenza usually causes a cold. And then there are other viruses like respiratory syncytial virus that can cause colds. And there's a whole bag of them that can cause a cold. Obviously, rhinovirus is the most prevalent, but the bottom line to all of that is the number of viruses is huge, and so a vaccine is really, you know, the feasibility of that is hard to justify. So we're going at the next step, which is really targeting the primary immune response to these viruses, and as I said, that involves the innate immune system.
Okay, so with that in mind, we know that the cold can actually be fatal and lethal for certain members of the community that are very vulnerable. Are there implications that your research may be able to curb mortality rates down the road?
Well, that's actually our primary focus. We really want to initially, you know, be treating people who are susceptible to the severe outcomes associated with cold infections. So we're talking about very young kids with a poorly developed immune system who are susceptible to a condition called bronchiolitis, for example, which is a lung inflammatory condition which can be life-threatening. And also talking about immunocompromised people, lung transplant recipients, people with chronic respiratory diseases like asthma, cystic fibrosis, COPD. COPD, for example, is the third biggest killer in the world, essentially, and primarily the mortality associated with chronic obstructive pulmonary disease is our exacerbation. So that they'll get a cold, that cold progresses, causes their lower airway disease to get worse, and it's actually that acute exacerbation is what we call it, that is really causing death in these people. So if we can prevent them from getting a cold or reduce the severity of their cold, then we anticipate we'll have a huge impact on deaths and severe disease associated with these exacerbations.
Well, good luck with all of that. Like we said, Nathan, over 150 plus, just one part of the cold. If I get some sniffles, I'll come down and you can use me as a test guinea pig, okay?
Happy to do so. Thanks so much.
Dr. Nathan Bartlett, and potentially a cure for the cold. That'd be great, wouldn't it? It's 28 past 9 at 2 on your RFM.